This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us, for being with us, for being part of the solution, right? You know what we're talking about all the time? Part of the solution, not part of the problem. That would be really cool. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and texting and tweeting, being part of. Head up to the website, by the way, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can sign up for the weekly email blast, the place where you can put your email address. And we only send it out once a week, so if you don't want to see it, you don't want to read it, you throw it in the trash. If you don't want to see it, you unsubscribe. If you really think it's a bunch of junk. The other way, some of you, you know, I got too much email, Joe, really. Not into that. Well, we can always text you, send you a text alert. TRS at 77222. Just text TRS to 77222. All right. And look, you can buy the book, you can buy the shirt. You can also sign up to donate. Wouldn't that be cool? You know, there's a million ways to help the show. And again, one of them is simply to donate. And I'm not looking for $50, $100, $200, $300 a month. Some of you already given. Thank you so much. You don't know how much it's appreciated. Some of you, it's as simple as, you know, $5 a month, $3, $2 a month. Just anything to show that you support the show, you support what we're doing. All right. This was really weird. Hey, you know what? I'm going to do that story in a minute. First, I'm going to do the economy. You know, you're hearing about recession, 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 and here in this country, recession, recession, and they're blaming it all on Trump, which I think is hilarious, because the economy is booming. It's been booming. Yeah, you have down days, you have up days, but they're usually tied to the news. But when you start really looking at Europe, you know, the thing that Obama wants us to be more like, right? Greece is in trouble. Germany's in trouble. I mean, we can go down the whole list. Italy is going up in flames economically. And if you really look at this, if you're really honest with yourself, if you really will talk about this in an honest way, our economy is flying. And not that it's going to help anybody else. I mean, yes, to a degree. We affect the rest of the world. I got that. But what are they doing wrong? Why should we follow them? Why should we do what they're doing? As we're being told on a regular basis. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This was a sickening story. I don't even know where to go with this, you know, all the way through. A young Ohio mother was acquitted Thursday of charges that she killed her unwanted newborn. The Warren County jury deliberated for 4 hours before deciding the 20-year-old Brooke Skylar of aggravated murder, involuntary manslaughter, and child endangerment. Richardson is a former high school cheerleader. She was found guilty of abuse of a corpse and scheduled to be sentenced on Friday. The charge carries up to 1 year in prison, but she can get probation as a first-time offender. Prosecutors contended that Richardson wanted to keep her perfect life and attempted to do so by hiding her unwanted pregnancy and then buried her baby in her family's backyard. This is within days of her senior prom. The remains were found in July. She buried it in May. A village of about 40 miles north of Cincinnati. Why? You know, the baby she named Annabelle was stillborn, she said. The teen was sad. She was scared. She didn't know what to do. Prosecutors said that the circumstantial evidence pointed to murder, saying that Richardson had cleaned up a bloody mess and texted her mother that she was happy about her belly shrinking after the baby was gone. A forensic pathologist testified for the prosecution that she concluded the baby died from homicidal violence. Now, for those of you who don't know, right, the forensic anything looks at all the evidence, looks at everything that could have happened in a situation. You know, if you have forensic audits, right, when you look at something like this, they probably check the baby's lungs, they check the baby's body to see if it had been beaten, if it had been smashed, if anything had been done to it. Now, the forensic pathologist who does this for a living, who's an expert in these areas, said the baby died from homicidal violence. What does that mean? Prosecutors said that Richardson had searched on the internet for how to get rid of a baby. And they played a video for the jury of a police interview in which Richardson said the baby might have moved and made noises. So it wasn't stillborn then. The Cincinnati psychologist Stuart Baseman said Skylar was being manipulated and making false statements. He described Richardson as a vulnerable, immature person who dependent personality disorder makes her want to please authority figures, even to the point of making incriminating statements. Julie Kraft, an assistant prosecutor, suggested that besides wanting to please authorities, Richardson's desire to please her family and boyfriend and the fear of them abandoning her could have motivated her to commit such extreme acts. Now, the trial had daily coverage. Two networks covered it. The cases divided the people in her village. There's about 5,000 people in the village. How does this happen? We'll talk about this a little bit more on the other side of the break. You can't just fly by this stuff and go, well, another crazy teen, another crazy 20-year-old. No. We have brought these kids up. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Make Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new Charcoal Pore Cleansing Brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style, but no one.
We are back.
He was the top man.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining me. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Because that's what I believe about the conversation. If you're not part of the conversation, you cannot be part of the solution. Because you're just spewing party line. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We are talking about the Ohio mom, a 20-year-old, who's acquitted of killing her newborn baby. Now, I've got a couple of problems with this. We are allotting, if you would, They have all kinds of excuses for our young people because we haven't made them strong enough to deal with things, to deal with things around them, to deal with, you know, adversity in their lives. Some of you parents did so much to cover for your kids, to pick up the slack, to make sure they didn't feel anything negative or bad, that they can't handle anything negative or bad, no matter what it is. I want you to think of this. Give it some real thought. The mom was committed, acquitted of murder, but guilty of abusing a corpse. Too bad she didn't have the baby in New York City, because she could have just killed it and said she decided to self-abort. I mean, think about the hypocrisy behind that. The mother could walk into the side room 10 minutes after baby's born and say, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't want it. And that would not be a crime. They leave in the other room to die, and that would not be a crime. This young mom could have gone to jail for murder. Do they not see? Are they that dull they don't see the hypocrisy behind this? Right? So each and every individual situation depends on what the mom actually wants or doesn't want, or in this case, doesn't matter. The jury only deliberated for 4 hours. I don't know if it's because I'd love somebody to interview them to find out what they were thinking or why they went down the road they went. They could have gone aggravated murder, involuntary manslaughter, child abuse, child endangerment. Any one of those could have gone too. You know, Richardson, is her name. She wanted to maintain her perfect life, but when you do a little digging, you find out she didn't have a perfect life. She had talked about how she was abused as a child, you know, whether it's with punishment and other things. There were a lot of fighting going on in the house. How is that a perfect life? So she figured she'd just hide her unwanted pregnancy. Interesting. She hid something she didn't want. What was the game plan when it was born? Or did she have one? And she takes the baby, if it was stillborn, I don't care how scared she was. So from May to July, she didn't say anything. What about her parents? Why didn't they say anything? Right? And after her senior prom, did anybody open their mouths? Did anybody say anything? You know, she named the baby Annabelle, which means did she name it before or after? Now, the thing that bugs me here, you have a forensic pathologist who testifies for the prosecution and says the baby died from homicidal violence. Again, like I said to you, if they said that the baby, you know, they'd be able to tell that there was no violence committed against the baby. The baby was born, wasn't breathing, no heartbeat, whatever, whatever, whatever. That would have been fairly simple for them to figure out. But what does homicidal violence conjure up in your mind? I know what it does in mine. Right? This is just nuts. And then she's searching, and now I realize that this is all quote-unquote circumstantial. But she has her own computer. Not like she used somebody else's, right? She has her own computer. They do a search on the computer, find out she's not looking on how to check on the baby's health. She's not trying to figure out how to put the baby up for adoption. None of that. What she's Googling is how to get rid of the baby. Right? How to get rid of a baby. I mean, seriously. Now, when she was being interrogated by the police, questioned, whatever you want to call it, I don't care, she had said at one point that the baby might have moved and might have made noises, but the psychologist that the defense had said, well, that's because of her personality. She was just trying to make the people in authority happy. She was trying to appease them. Oh my God. This doesn't get any better. But my question for you, maybe we didn't hear about this as much before. I got that, and I can appreciate that. But what have we raised? I mean, what kind of kids have we raised that the value of life is almost nil? These stories used to be far and few between. Now we hear on a regular basis of somebody even giving birth at prom and putting the baby in a wastebasket. We brought these kids up that life has no value. That thing in your belly has absolutely, it's just a blob of cells. What's the big whoop? And keep it and get rid of it. One of the presidential candidates, Pete Buttigieg, he thinks he's a biblical scholar. He thinks that the Bible says there's no life until the baby starts breathing. Well, let's be technical. You mean breathing on its own, with its own lungs? Because technically it is breathing. It's getting its oxygen, its oxygenated blood, if you would, from the umbilical cord. Are you saying there's no life until it finally decides to live on its own? Because from a biblical standpoint, remember, the only one that God breathed life into was the first one. After that, he set up the plan. So if he set the plan up, Pete, what right do you have to screw with it? What right do you have to play with it? You have none. And I believe you know that. I believe you twist scripture to make it say what you want it to say so you can believe, you can feel good about what you want to believe. All right, after the break, you know, never too early to get ready for tax issues. All right? What you're putting aside, what you're tracking. Dan Pilla joins me after the break. We're going to learn about, you know, hey, get ready for tax time because it's around the corner. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump talking to reporters about a host of issues on the White House lawn as he heads to a Republican retreat in Baltimore, saying he's delaying the next round of tariffs on China as a favor to the president there.
We'll be doing the tariffs on October 15th instead of October 5th or 1st. They were going to be set on October 1st. We're moving it to October 15th because they're having their 70th anniversary.
In other news, President Trump says he will make a decision on his next national security advisor by next week. To the Democrats now, the top 10 men and women who want to be president engaged in a third debate in Houston, Texas, sponsored by ABC News and Univision. All 10 on the stage together with four moderators, including David Muir from World News Tonight and George Stephanopoulos, host of This Week, the event at Texas Southern University. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
No, we're not. We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let's get to it because I don't get this guy. I don't get him on often enough. Okay, we're back at it again. You know, I love to bring this guy on. And I only bring you guys the experts. And when I say that, I'm not just saying it because, you know, in some cases they're sponsors or what have you. Because we've had sponsors that have lasted like, you know, 2 weeks and they're gone. And it's not because they're not getting responses. Because I find out things about them that aren't quite right. So, when you know, as I say to you, I'm not the expert. Don't listen to me. Listen to the people that I bring on. Because, you know, I've checked them out. I've talked to them. I know they've got a good reputation. And, you know, Dan Pilla now joins me, and we've been talking for the last couple of months on taxes and things you need to watch out for. And, you know, I got to tell you, maybe to Dan, but not to me. You know, tax talk is not the most sexiest kind of conversation you can have. It's a little dry, but man, I'll tell you what, you make a mistake, it'll make you pucker, right, Dan?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, Joe. And then the fact that, you know, and then the question I would ask is, what kind of tax talk are we talking about? You know, if we're talking about what to do with line 17, you know, there isn't anything more boring in the world than filling out forms. But when you're talking about problems resolution, when you're talking about resolving an audit or an appeal, or if you're talking about getting rid of a lien or a levy, then that is kind of sexy for the folks that are going through the liens and the levies and the audits. That is something that is extremely helpful for folks.
Yeah, it's funny because when I'm out and about, you know, and again, because I don't know much about it, I will talk to people about taxes and tax issues that they've had and what have you. And many people, I'm amazed, many people don't pick up the phone and call a tax expert. They'll call their CPA, which is great in most cases. They're doing your tax forms and they're making sure, well, they're trying to make sure you file right or what have you. But in most cases, and I'm not asking you to put them down, they're not the ones that you should set to go against the IRS or go up against the IRS to fight for you, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Joe, because we're talking about two different worlds here. You know, most CPAs are fully competent to be doing tax return preparation and to doing the accounting and, you know, creating the profit and loss statements and so on. All that's fine. That's an accounting procedure. That's one world. A different world, a completely different world, is that of tax litigation, challenging the IRS in an audit or an appeal, taking a case into tax court, for example, dealing with collection functions. Most accountants have no experience in dealing with IRS collection functions, where the agency is issuing wage levies, bank levies, property seizures, tax liens, that sort of thing. That is a completely different world of rules and procedures, and of course, a whole different area of compliance and negotiation with the IRS. And that's the world that I live in. And so, you know, I'm not the guy to do tax returns. Our office, you know, we do some tax return preparation in our office, but we've got a specialist that does that. But the fact is, you know, where I live is representing people in their fights in front of the IRS.
Yeah, so we've already put the wrong numbers on paper. You know, when you talk about levies and liens, I mean, again, two pucker words, right? People hear that, they get crazy, they got a letter from the IRS, or the stuff has hit their bank already. You're not dead at that point in time, right? To pick up the phone, to call Dan Pilla, you can, in most cases, I know you can't guarantee it, but in most cases, you can get those turned around while you're fighting, right? You can get the money put back in the bank account and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. It was just, for example, when we're talking about a bank account, a lot of people don't realize that when the IRS issues a levy on a bank, let's just say you got $1,000 in your bank account and a levy hits the account on that Monday, you got $1,000 in the account. Well, the money is frozen, Joe, but it's not gone. And the levy procedures under the law require the bank to hold the money for 21 days, and the bank knows that, and the IRS knows that they can't take the money for 21 days. And during that three-week period of time, you've got the opportunity to get on the phone with the person that issued the levy, whether it's a local revenue officer or it came out of what we call an ACS center somewhere around the country. ACS stands for Automated Collection Site, where they send them out. Not robots, but they send them out from this automated site. And there's always a phone number and a contact person. And, you can get these levies released, and we get these levies released all the time. When we're talking about a wage levy, same story. The levy hits your paycheck at your employer's office. Now, there's no 21-day holding period on a paycheck. So if the levy hits on Thursday and you're going to be paid on Friday, the IRS is probably going to intercept that money. However, but within a very short period of time, you can get the levy released. And also, it is very common. It's not at all unusual to get levies refunded, particularly wage levies refunded, where you demonstrate to the IRS that you need that money to pay bills right now. It's the first of the month, and your mortgage is due, and your car payment's due, and you've got all these, your insurance and all these various other things, and this money was earmarked to pay those bills. We can get that money back. That's not at all uncommon.
Yeah, and again, you know, people live in week to week. You brought that up. I hadn't even really thought about that. But there are people living, you know, paycheck to paycheck, and a levy would really, or you know, any kind of attachment to the paycheck would really put them, in a bad way. Reading the other day an article, and I was kind of confused by it. Can the IRS, when they've attached you or hit you with fines and penalties, can they actually take money from your Social Security if you're being paid through Social Security?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's one of the risks that people find out about the IRS the hard way, Joe.
Really?
The IRS is allowed to levy your Social Security payroll. There's no, they're not payroll, your Social Security benefit check. There's no question about that. And there's a threshold rule, and the threshold rule says that they won't take more than 15% of the Social Security, but that is a guideline. It's not something they have to live by, all right? So under unusual circumstances, they can take more than 15% of your Social Security. But again, once the levy starts, it doesn't mean it's fixed for the rest of your life, and now you're going to lose 15% or more of your Social Security every single month the rest of your life. That's just simply not true. These levies can get released. They do get released regularly. And in fact, in my book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, Joe, I got an entire chapter in that book that deals very specifically, well, there's actually two chapters on this topic. The one chapter talks about how to avoid the levies in the first place, and the other chapter talks about how to release the levies if you did get hit with a bank levy or a wage levy,
well,
or in this case, Social Security.
And that's the other thing, too, is, you know, you hit on it, you get about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. They got to pick up your book. If they want to start getting information, if they really want to know what to do, and I realize that most people just do their forms, they fill them in, they move about their lives, but some are a little bit more complicated, and they find themselves in trouble, they need to get a copy of your book. Where do they get that, and what does that entitle them to, if anything?
Yeah, the book is called How to Get Tax Amnesty. It's my bestseller, Joe. That book was originally released in 1992 and has been through 9 different revisions. And I just recently rewrote it from cover to cover. So it's gone through every line of the book. Wow. Has been updated and revised to current circumstances. And that's available off my website, which is taxhelponline.com. That's all one word, no spaces of any kind. Taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. You purchase any book off my website, Joe, including How to Get Tax Amnesty, you get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me personally, where I can help you with some of your questions after you read the book, give you further direction and guidance. So taxhelponline.com is the site.
You know, and some of you don't like to read, but you got to get informed. You know, I tell people all the time, whether it's with the sponsors or a particular issue or item, you know, take a first read at something so you at least know what have a clue as to what you're talking about, has a clue as to what questions to ask. Look, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about your new book, because there are a lot of small business owners out there, and small business has many different meanings to it. We're going to discuss that as well. But there are a lot of small business owners out there that really stick their foot in it when it comes to taxes, when it comes to, you know, getting themselves ready to pay their taxes. And I'm one of those guys that made many of those mistakes throughout my life, and I see a lot of the younger businessmen going down those same roads. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Dan Pillow, the tax expert, with us after the break. You know, and again, even if you don't have any problems right now, right, what's the problem with you hopping on, grabbing the book? I don't get any money for the book, so we're clear. Not hawking his book because it puts money in my pocket. But I know plenty of people that was cranking along, thinking they were doing everything right, and all of a sudden they got hit with something from the IRS. The IRS is looking for money. And I think that, you know, it isn't that far-fetched to believe they're going to look at you for the money. So if you head over to, you know, Tax Help Online, all one word, Tax Help Online, read some of his articles. Read some of the stories. Right? Take a look at the information that he's willing to give you for free. And that doesn't mean that's what it's worth. Dan's just a good guy. He's tired of, or has been since he was 19 years old, if you heard his story. Tired of the IRS taking advantage of people. Because he is right. It's the three most scary letters in the alphabet when you put them together. People get ahead of it. Conservatives get ahead of these things. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
My two favorite people. Groucho Marx and Charlie Daniels. And now, you need to be informed. You need to get informed, you need to get engaged, you need to figure it out and get out in front of it. Okay, we're back at it again. I don't want to waste his time. Dan Pilla joins me, and he is the tax expert. I appreciate his time with me, and I know you guys do, too, because I get a lot of emails from you, and I appreciate the questions. Some of them, though, I'm not going to keep asking Dan the same questions over and over again. Go pick up the show, pick up the podcast that we have as well, or just go to his website. Most of the questions that you ask can be answered either on the website or in his book, but you're not going to know anything unless you go to taxhelponline.com. TaxHelpOnline.com, all one word. I know we were always taught to put spaces in and stuff like that. Not anymore. That interweb is totally different. Dan, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right, so this is going to get just more fun and more fun. You've just written you've written a new book. It'll be released soon. It's the Small Business Tax Guide First of all, what is a small business? What does the IRS look at as a small business?
Well, the IRS defines a small business, Joe, as any business with $5 million in gross revenue or less. All right, so that's, you know, from my vantage point down here on the bottom, you know, $5 million is a lot of revenue. But the fact of the matter is not at all unusual for a business with, let's say, four or five employees to generate $2 or $3 million worth of revenue. That just isn't that hard to do. So, I mean, it depends what business you're in, of course. Construction businesses are a perfect example. You know, they might not have a lot of profit, but they do have a lot of revenue. So you know, when I'm talking about small businesses, I'm talking about basically the mom-and-pop type things, a company that's got 10 or fewer employees. And so that, you know, that's kind of the target that we're looking at.
Yeah, it's like my son. He has, you know, he does appliance installations for kitchens, and now he's got two employees. And, you know, what I told him to do, and you can tell me if I'm wrong because this is something I know a lot of small businesses do. I said, look, son, you'll screw up the payroll. I know plenty of people have done it. You know, put the guys through a temporary agency, pay them that way. That way, workman's comp, payroll, everything is taken care of. You don't have to worry about anything. But that's a stereotypical small business in today's world, isn't it? It's, you know, you got the owner and he's got, you know, two to five employees and that kind of stuff. And there's many common mistakes they all make. And one of them is that whole payroll scenario on how to handle payroll. And right.
Well, yeah, the payroll area, Joe, is a huge problem for businesses. And in the Small Business Tax Guide, I've got at least two chapters in that book that deals very specifically with the payroll issue. You know, what you need to know when you're hiring employees, what do you have to do, what are the steps you got to jump through to stay in compliance, and you can't necessarily rely on CPAs to do this stuff for you. Maybe, the conscientious ones are going to sit you down and take you by the hand through the stuff, but the fact of the matter is most of them don't, and so you are responsible for the compliance of your company, and you need to know what these compliance burdens are and how to meet them. And, I'll tell you, one of the single biggest areas that people have problems with in small businesses is the distinction between employees and independent contractors. A lot of people say, well, you know, I don't want to have employees. I don't want to do the reporting. I don't want to do the whole withholding. I'll just set my workers up as independent contractors. Okay, fine. But the problem is that there's a whole body of rules and procedures that you have to meet in order to have legitimate independent contractors. And if the IRS comes in and looks at your payroll situation and says, okay, yeah, these people were treated as independent contractors, but really they're employees and they should have been treated as employees, guess what? You face a massive amount of back taxes and retroactive penalties and interest for the misclassification of your workers. So you cannot afford to take that chance. That's why this book is so important, because it's going to lay out for you exactly what the distinction is between an employee and an independent contractor, precisely how to set up an independent contract relationship properly, and after reading this, you'll understand whether a particular worker can even be classified as an independent contractor or not, and in that case, you're going to have to treat them as an employee, and then I go to the next step and show you how to do that, so you stay out of trouble.
And in California, it's 10 times as worse because of the forms and the filing and the things that you have to do here as well, and now a new law where even Uber and Lyft drivers may be considered employees of the company, which is going to cause because most of those people that work some of those jobs are just you're bringing in a few extra bucks for the family, right? I mean, you're not really doing it as your mainstay income.
You know, and the question is what constitutes self-employment versus being an employee, and that's really the heart of the distinction is the employee works at the discretion and under the control of the employer. An independent contractor works independently, and he is subject only to the terms of the independent contract agreement, the written agreement between the worker and the company. And so, if you hire somebody to re-roof your house for you, and they come in with their own tools, their own equipment, their own employees, they've got their own insurance, they're buying the materials, they're doing all those things. Well, that's an independent contractor. But on the other hand, if you're the roofing company, and one of these workers has to be at work at 7:30 in the morning, has to use your tools, has to install the roof your way, has to comply with all of the rules that you as the employer lay down, including training and so forth, then that person's an employee. And that contractor can't call that worker an employee and get away with it for very long before the IRS converts them.
So when you talk about a small business, the other thing, here in California, we have a fictitious business name. So I might be Joe Messina, but I'm doing business as, you know, Joe's Roofing Service, right? And sure. They require you to do that if you're gonna you know, do business and not be a corporation. In your experience, is it better off to do that kind of thing, fictitious business name or DBA, doing business as you do a corporation, an S corp, an LLC? Most people get again. I read articles. I don't read whole books, but I'm reading articles, and it depends on who writes it as to what they believe is the right thing to do.
The short answer, Joe, is it depends on the circumstances. Now, first of all, an assumed name, or what you call a fictitious name in Minnesota, we call it an assumed name, which is very common. You know, Joe Smith doing business as Smith's Roofing Company, just as an example. Now, in order to be Smith's Roofing Company, you don't need to be a corporation or a partnership or an LLC. That's a different thing. The IRS doesn't give a hoot about assumed names. You can call yourself anything you want. The question of taxability rises on the question of whether you have assumed an entity structure, such as a corporation or an LLC or a partnership. Now, I'll tell you this. The entity du jour is the LLC. It seems like every accountant in town yep. is recommending that their small business clients become an LLC. Well, why? Well, most people can't answer the question why. I've got a chapter in the book, and this is one of the first chapters in the book, because, frankly, the vast majority of people have no idea what the difference is between a corporation, true. An LLC, a partnership, and they don't have any idea what the compliance burdens are with respect to each one of those things. So I lay them out for you, and I give you a guide on how to select the one that's best for you based on the circumstances of your business and the tax compliance burdens that go along with that particular entity. I'm telling you, Joe, I see this every single week. Small business people that are in trouble with their business entities, LLC, corporation, whatever it may be, because they don't understand what they're supposed to do to keep that entity in compliance. And it's murder for these folks. And I'm telling you, this chapter alone is worth the price of the book, because it's so important for people to understand this stuff and to know what they're getting into when their accountant says, do it this way or do it that way.
Yeah, and that, you know what, and it's perfect that you brought that up, because I know from personal experience, I know others, dealing in small businesses and with other small business guys, that's exactly what happens. You know, your CPA says, hey, you know what, you're running into this, or we're having a problem. If you just turn this into an LLC or an S-Corp, which is a pared-down version of a C-Corp,
right.
You know, it all of a sudden, now, at first you go, oh, my God, it's a corporation. I don't want to deal with all that. But they usually tell you, no, it's not a big deal. We file some paperwork. You'll be fine. It just make it easier to do your taxes. Not necessarily the truth, right?
No, not necessarily the truth at all. And as a matter of fact, the next sentence that goes along with what you just said is, if you become a corporation or an LLC, you can save all this money on your taxes, because you can set up payroll in such a way as you take minimum payroll, but you take your profits as distributions and charge something to Social Security tax. And so, you know, we're going to save you X thousand dollars a year. And okay, all right, that's all well and good too, except the IRS has rules about that as well.
Yeah.
And so one of the rules is that you have to take, let's say you set yourself up as a subchapter S corporation, which again is very, very popular for a lot of reasons, and it's not a wrong thing to do, all right? But you just have to understand what you're doing when you get into it. But one of the things that happens is when you set up your business as a subchapter S corporation, you become an employee. You have to become an employee of that corporation. Corporations can only work through their employees. And if you are a shareholder, right, you're the owner of the corporation, you're the one that owns the shares of the corporation, and you're providing services to the corporation, obviously you're working for your own corporation, by law you have to be treated as an employee. And so now you have to be on a payroll, Joe. You have to pay yourself every week or every month. You have to do wage withholding on your own check. And if you don't do that, again, the IRS is going to come in and assess those penalties and interest. But it gets even worse than that. Not only do you have to pay yourself a salary, but it has to be a quote-unquote reasonable salary. All right, so now what does that mean? All right, it means you can't take $10 a month or $100 a month as a salary and the whole rest of your income as a dividend to avoid Social Security taxes. The salary has to be commensurate with the fair market value of the services you render to the business.
Now, this is a little extended on purpose. If you want to hear the rest of this, guess what you got to do? Go grab the podcast after the show. Just go up to therealside.com. You'll find it all there. A lot more coming up after the break. Seriously, don't go far. I've got a smorgasbord of stories. Buy American, be American, love American. Be back in a minute.